I did not date for 5 years.
Was that a conscious decision?
That was a conscious decision. I had a teenage daughter in the house. I saw no reason to bring strange men into the house or into her life. She had been through just as much trauma as I had, and we needed time to heal. And I really needed a lot of time to do that. I had 25 years to get over. And it took me a while to not only stop being angry at my ex for what he had done, I had to get over being angry at myself for having allowed it. I really had absolutely no interest in men. And at one point, maybe a couple years into this adventure, my younger daughter came to me, and one day she said to me, "Mom, how come you're not dating?" I said, "I'm not interested." She said, "Are you gay?" I just cracked up and I said, "No, it's nothing like that." I said, "I just have no interest." I said, "You're not dating, I'm not dating." Occasionally the girls would say, "Mom, you know, you really oughta." And I would say, "Why?" I have a full life. You know, I do a lot of volunteer work and I have lots of friends. What do I need a man for? But a lot of my friends are dating, they're in committed relationships or they're married. And I did notice that even though I have lots of girlfriends, and it got to the point where I wasn't staying home too many Saturday nights by myself, that I wasn't socializing very much with the couples. And, you know, maybe there was room in my life to have somebody to go to dinner and a movie with. You know, maybe that would be pleasant. I was absolutely terrified at the thought of sex. because I'm very monotonous. and that whole thing, I was just like, you know, "Well, we'll deal with that if we have to." And, you know, my friends started, you know, saying, "You know, you ought to consider it." And I would say that around, you know, early spring of 2007, I started saying to my friends, "I'm beginning to think about the possibility of thinking about going out on a date." And I was extremely hesitant about the whole thing. And my girls, my daughters, and a couple of my friends, "You really got to go online." I'm like, "What? I don't want to do that. That's not my gig. No, I'm not doing that." And gradually, I went out with a couple, you know, I met a couple of people through friends, and yeah, nothing doing. And I started getting more and more pressure and seeing that, you know, really this is how people date in the 21st century. So a friend of mine helped me put together a profile. And so I, you know, gingerly ventured online. And, I had some interesting experiences. I would tell my girlfriends and they would laugh. And finally, you know, it was kind of discouraging. You know, I finally said to them, "You know, the only reason I'm doing this is to provide you with entertainment. There's nothing, you know, there hasn't been anything in it for me yet." And then I did Match.com, where you go, you know, you can look and see somebody who might appeal to you. And I met a couple of people, and as I said, there were some interesting stories. Nothing came of anything. And then I saw this one guy, and he said he had just moved to Colorado and was looking forward to learning about Colorado. And I looked at his profile, and we seemed to have a fair number of things in common, and had read the same books recently, listened to the same radio station, liked to do several of the same things, but not all the same things. So I sent him a short note. So I just said, "Welcome to Colorado. Looks like we have several things in common. Would you like to meet for coffee?" And he wrote back and said, "I just started seeing someone else from Match. I can't possibly see two women at the same time. If it doesn't work out, can I get back in touch with you?" And 6 weeks later, he did. And that was 7 months ago. I have to say, I was definitely not looking for it. As I said, if I look back at what I wrote in my profile and how I approached all of this, I was really looking for an activity partner. I wasn't looking for a serious relationship. It just happened. I guess the stars were aligned or something, because we're getting along famously. I'm just thrilled, and I know that this is not the norm, you know, that I'm very, very lucky.